at 10:41. Time for the Week in Theater. What's going on stage in Chicago? It's not unusual for a production that you see on stage to become a movie. It is a little unusual when there is a movie that then becomes a stage production. And that's what's going on right now at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater, one of my favorite theaters truly in the world. When they designed this theater, they did it, I think one was the historical perspective, because the stage is very much very traditional of Shakespeare theaters in England. But I think also for the theater goer in mind, there aren't many theaters that have much more of a vantage point and kind of involvement, just the way the theater is structured, than the beautiful Chicago Shakespeare Theater that's out on Navy Pier. The production that I'm talking about is called Shakespeare in Love. Yes, that one, the Academy Award-winning Shakespeare in Love. And joining us this morning is Will Shakespeare himself. Nick Rehberger, is that right? Nick Rehberger and Kate McGonigal, who plays Viola in the program. Nice to have you both here with us.
So great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Is it cool to play these historic figures in literature?
Yeah. It's been really exciting. Like you said, the Shakespeare Theater is such a wonderful place to work, and there's such a rich history there of Shakespeare work. So it's quite an honor to be playing Shakespeare himself, and in such a
I'm digging the Shakespeare beard and mustache.
Yeah, I've got the little twirly mustache. Yeah, and that's yeah. It's my first one for this show.
Yeah,
and they keep me well groomed.
It's very good. How about for you, Kate?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have as much pressure on me because Viola wasn't actually a real person, so I haven't had to do. I've had a lot more freedom to sort of create my own character, but it's such a wonderful space to work at, and I don't think I've ever worked in such a beautiful theater, somewhere as close to the actual globe as I'm going to get to be on stage. So yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's exactly what this theater reminds you of, the globe and like the historic theaters. If you get to enjoy theater in London at all. So tell me about your Shakespeare in Love. I think a lot of people have seen the movie.
Yeah,
is it completely based on that? Tell us a little about the whole thing.
Well, it is, yeah. It's based on the movie, which was written by Tom Stoppard and Mark Norman, and this is an adaptation by Lee Hall. So it's definitely trying to take the movie and make it work for the stage. And I think the subject matter is such that it already works for the stage. So it's really fun. It's very funny. It moves really quickly. The cast is incredible. So it has a lot of similarities to the movie, but it mostly... it's a totally new, reimagined version for the stage. There's singing, there's beautiful music written by Neil Bartram, and Rachel Rockwell, our director, has staged it in such a way that it's cinematic in its scope, but it's completely stage-worthy and ready for the stage.
Yeah, I mean, the production was already, kind of mass audience-friendly to begin with. I think the movie was made so people who were not familiar with Shakespeare or comfortable with Shakespeare would be more comfortable with Shakespeare. So, I think sort of the adaptation process took place, much of it, in the original movie that was made.
Exactly. Yeah, because there's a lot of Shakespeare in the show, but it's mostly people talking about Shakespeare and talking in more contemporary speak. So it's a little bit easier to understand while still maintaining that beauty of Shakespeare.
Yeah. So tell us about your role. So tell us about Viola.
Sure. So Viola de Lesseps, who was played by Gwyneth Paltrow in the movie, some big shoes to fill. She's a noble
woman.
She
only won an Oscar.
Right?
No, don't let that pressure.
No pressure. But I do think actually it's a testament to the writing, how popular the movie was and how easily it's translated to a stage production. But I love playing her so much because she's so feisty and such a great character. She basically does everything she can to fulfill her dream of being an actor and telling stories on the stage, which is all she wants to do. And so she dresses up as a boy. I mean, I'm sure so many people are familiar with the plot already. She dresses up as a boy to go to audition for William Shakespeare, and she gets the part and then subsequently falls in love with him and goes on this amazing journey. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and like, you know, getting to play both a girl and a boy, as well as playing Juliet and Romeo at some points in the play. It's an amazing treat as an actor, I think, to play all those roles in the space of 2 hours.
And Nick, how about for you, for, you know, for taking this role on and, you know, this slightly alternative version of Shakespeare?
Yeah, it's fun to see kind of young Shakespeare and their idea that, you know, at the top of the show, he's having such a hard time even writing a sonnet. And by the time he's had Viola audition for the show, who was Thomas at the time, he hasn't written a word, you know, so he's kind of scrapping by trying to figure out what to do. And you see in the play that he gets a lot of help from his friends, from Christopher Marlowe in getting this stuff written. So it's fun to play the... to play with how difficult it is to write and how much terror there is involved in the theater process. It is really a love letter to theater. So it's been fun to mix, you know, what I know about Shakespeare and the research I did with just this really fun version of Shakespeare that they created.
Yeah, you know what this movie always reminded me of, and I don't know why I just thought of this now, but I remember thinking when the movie came out that it was like VH1's Behind the Music.
Totally.
That this is like Behind the Literature. Of hearing you talk about Marlowe, and you see all these characters that you've read about all your life in literature, kind of going behind the scenes and learning what they were like as young men, and, you know, back in the early days, and what it was like. I never really thought of Shakespeare as a VH1 special before, but
no, but it totally feels like that. It has that vibe of scrappiness and putting things together. Yeah. The whole scene where they're trying to put Romeo and Juliet together and everything's going wrong. And I think anybody who's in the theater has kind of felt that before, of trying to throw things together and see if it works.
Yeah, only this time from, you know, maybe the most successful playwright of all time.
Exactly.
more with the cast of Shakespeare in Love that's at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater, just extended. What's your new date now? What's your new closing
June
date?
18th.
June 18th. Now, just extended, so... more opportunity to see it. We'll give you websites and phone numbers to get tickets in a minute. It's 10:48, Dean Richards, Sunday morning. First time at the Shakespeare Theater, you said, for both of you.
Yeah.
And Kate, clearly we can tell from your accent. You're from, what, Mississippi, Alabama? What is it?
How could you tell?
Yeah.
So I'm from Cambridge originally, the first one. And I moved to New York a little while ago. And yeah, it's my first time in Chicago, my first time at the Shakespeare Theater. And it really feels like the perfect show to be going on at this theater, because the audience is so tuned in. You know, there's so much in the text. There's so many jokes for actors and for audience members that know Shakespeare and know his works. And so I feel like we're really lucky to get to do it in such a prestigious place where everyone really is on board from the moment we start, and it doesn't feel like we have to really grapple to get people's attention. But I love the theater and I love being in Chicago. I mean, it's a treat to come here from New York, where I've been for 6 years now.
You've come at this is a good year to come, weather-wise. Weather's been nice. It's all been good. Do you think a play like this, Shakespeare in Love, would be as well-received on the West End, where they take their Shakespeare kind of seriously there?
They
not that
do.
Your show is irreverent, but it's not the traditional, Shakespearean
totally.
Kind of production.
Well, and I know that they did do a production. I forget where it was that they did a production. But I think the great thing about doing it for an American audience, especially with our show, is that we've really made it into, it's quite a spectacle. Like our director, Rachel Rockwell, has made it into a musical without being a musical.
Yeah. Rachel's pretty amazing.
She's incredible.
Rachel is pretty amazing, yeah.
She's handled the sort of tongue-in-cheek nature of everything. And there's a lot of slapstick comedy, as well as really trying to find the truth and the heart of the love story. I think it's something really special that definitely has been translating here. And so I would be very curious to see what they would think of our production, especially.
Yeah. Well, how about for you, Nick? Now, you were telling me you're originally from Michigan.
From Michigan, yeah, from East Lansing. So I was saying it Chicago feels closer to home to me than New York does. I love New York, but it's
which is home base for you now, New York.
Yeah, yeah. But it's such a treat to be here because, I don't know, you know, the people are really nice here.
Midwestern.
Midwestern. Yeah, you know, right. They take care of you. You smile at people on the street and they smile back, which is
yeah. So did you
really
kind of,
nice.
You know, cut your teeth in regional theater and
well, you know,
like that?
I went to school in Pittsburgh to Carnegie Mellon, and then I've been in New York for the past 4 years. I did a couple of Broadway shows, and then I This is my first kind of regional gig and my first time being at a Shakespeare theater, which is such a gift because I think every actor wants to work at a Shakespeare theater, especially one so wonderful as Chicago Shakes.
Yeah. Is it a little scary, though?
Oh, yeah, yeah, because there's such a...
I would think that if you're doing, like, regular theater,
yeah,
you know, just like a regular production, like, if you mess up the dialogue a little bit,
right,
there's a little wiggle room with that. It seems like there really wouldn't be with anything Shakespearean.
Totally, and the people here, like Kate was saying, the people here really know their Shakespeare. I mean, we get audiences from young kids to older adults, and they, if they don't know the Shakespeare, they're at least familiar with it. So you really have to, not only give them what they want, but also find a kind of a fresh new take on it. Because anyone who's seen our show has probably seen Romeo and Juliet once or twice, if not a movie or something. So we're doing little bits of Romeo and Juliet. So, to fulfill that expectation and keep it fresh and have it be exciting and also truthful is a challenge, but a fun one. Yeah.
So you're going to do a little scene for us this morning. So what do we need to know about Act 1, Scene 17?
It's a little complicated, but not so much. So like we said, you know, Viola was dressed as a boy because women weren't allowed to act in the theater at this time. It was all men. So Shakespeare's auditioning for a play he hasn't really even written yet. And Viola comes in and auditions, and she speaks beautifully, and so she gets the part. And,
as a boy.
Mm-hmm. And Shakespeare doesn't know, but she's falling in love with him, and he's falling in love with Viola. So at the very end of Act One, he finds out that actually his favorite actor, Thomas, is Viola. And he's started to write Romeo and Juliet based on his love for Viola. So she finds the pages of the script and reads some of them, and they start to fall in love.
Nick Rayberger and Kate McGonigal, take it away.
Thomas, Viola, oh, brave new world. Are you my actor or my muse?
I am both, but should be neither.
Can you love a fool?
Can you love a player?
If he is made like you.
Sir, I am a lady.
Wait, you are still a maid and perhaps mistook in me as I was mistook in Thomas Kent.
Are you not the author of the plays of William Shakespeare?
I am.
What is this?
Nothing.
What are these pages?
They can wait.
No, I must see them. But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief, that thou, her maid, art far more fair than she. O Will!
Do you like it?
Ay me, this is wondrous!
She speaks. Oh, speak again, bright angel.
Sweet Montague, be true. Stay but a little, I will come again.
Oh, blessed, blessed night. I am afeard, being in night, all this is but a dream, too flattering sweet to be substantial.
She leaves?
But returns. I came on something. The friar who marries them will take up their destinies.
So it will end well for love.
In heaven, perhaps. It is not a comedy I'm writing now.
A tragedy.
Come. There will be time for plays.
Wait, there is more. I would I were thy bird. Sweet, so would I, yet I should kill thee with much cherishing. My bounty is as boundless as the sea.
My love as deep. The more I give to thee, the more I have. For both are infinite.
It's so beautiful.
It's lovely.
That is so beautiful, it is. I mean, just the moments that you go into actual Shakespeare.
Yeah.
It's like music.
Yes.
It's like music, and you kind of get goosebumps a little bit.
Thanks.
It's beautiful. Really nice job.
Thank you.
Shakespeare in Love is at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater on Navy Pier. Just extended. It'll be playing now through June the 18th, and you can get tickets at chicagoshakes.com, or 312-595-5600. 312-595-5600. Kate McGonigal, Nick Rayberger, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank
Enjoyed
you.
The visit. Yes. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.